And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and southern Massachusetts since 1939. This small business treats you like family, truly a business with heart, supporting local organizations like WJMJ, giving back to the community, and offering customers personalized one-on-one attention with the human touch. Call 800-242-0427 to discuss your propane needs or visit propanect.com for a live chat.
Good evening. Come on in. It's the Afterglow, the place to be on a Tuesday evening. I'm Father John Gatzak, and this is our time together, just to transition from the hectic to the relaxed, from perpetual motion to slow-me-down motion. So we unwind after a day where we battled the major and the minor challenges of life. If you're glad that the week has ended, raise your hand. I see quite a few hands raised. And dare I say, every hand is raised? Now, all I ask of you is just to relax with me and enjoy our time together. Use that great imagination of yours to unwind, untangle, and get it all together. The transformation of negative thoughts into positive ones can affect changes in the body, restoring health. So on this Tuesday, we wind down the day. Slow me down, Lord, and help us spend some valued time together in the Afterglow. Well, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. Together we unwind, relax, and get life into balance. Glad you're here so we can set life straight with music and meditation to help engage the best of who we really are in the Afterglow. Well, as we look through the history books today, we see that today marks the birth anniversary of a man who left his mark along with his brother. Wilbur Wright was born in Indiana on this day in 1867, 4 years before his brother Orville. The two brothers first became infatuated with flight after their father brought home a toy helicopter made of bamboo. They played with it until it broke and then built their own. The two brothers may not have graduated high school, but they were able to open up a printing press business and then switch to selling bicycles. They began experimenting with flight when they came across failed experiments from other inventors. They traveled to Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, where they used their knowledge with bicycles and kites to create the Wright Flyer 1. Orville Wright made the first ever successful flight, and Wilbur flew shortly after his brother. The brothers were not believed at first, but in due time they received the acclaim and honor that they deserved. Most of it came after Wilbur showed their plane's ability by flying for 2 minutes in France. Sadly, Wilbur died shortly after that at the age of 45. But tonight, we celebrate the 157th birth anniversary of Wilbur Wright for bringing us into the future by giving us the ability to fly. And today marks the birth anniversary of an actor who has been described as the only genius to come out of the movie industry. Charles Spencer Chaplin, or better known as Charlie Chaplin, was born on this day in 1889. He was an actor, composer, and director known best for his work during the silent film era, where he is considered to be one of the most creative and influential figures of that era. He was best known for his character known as the Little Tramp, in which Chaplin wore a costume consisting of baggy pants, big shoes, a cane, a derby hat, and, of course, the famous tiny mustache. The Little Tramp made his debut in the film Kid Auto Races at Venice, and he would appear in many other short and feature-length films and become an international sensation. Although Chaplin is known best as an actor, he was also an accomplished director and composer and won an Academy Award for Best Score in 1972. And he was also a co-founder of the United Artists Film Company. Chaplin worked primarily in silent films and stuck by them even during the years when talkies were starting to be produced. His reasoning? Well, it's something we can all relate to. He believed actions spoke louder than words. Charlie Chaplin, a true artist, born on this day 135 years ago.
Words like violence break the silence, come crashing in into my little world. Painful to me, he's right through me, and you understand, oh my little boy. All I ever wanted, all I ever needed is here at Mars. Words of
Well, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ. You know who you are. Now, that was Susan Boyle with a song called Enjoy the Silence. Some of my very favorite Susan Boyle music. Now, here's where we take some time to search for the treasures of life within faith, optimism, and hope. So we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. With modern scanning equipment, we can see the brain, but we cannot see the brain working. we only see the results of the brain activity. The mind, which is invisible, directs the thinking process. It tells the brain how to sort experience and fact, and how to give shape and form to new ideas. Now, have you ever had an original idea and wondered where it came from? It is as if your mind planted a seed of the idea in your brain. Your brain recalled your experience and knowledge and developed the idea in a way that could finally be expressed by you coherently and persuasively. The idea probably improved as you tested it under various conditions. In the same way, the mind can tell the brain what to think about. It's tempting to believe that we have no control over what comes into our heads, but we do. If a thought comes to you that is not in your best interest, you can, with very alert practice, begin thinking something else so that the undesirable thought will go away. Sound hard? Well, try the following experiment. Don't think about bananas. Pause for a few seconds. What's happening? I know you're thinking about bananas. So telling yourself to stop thinking about something doesn't do much good, does it? Now, try thinking of Valentine hearts. Once those two words are planted in your mind, bananas may pop back in from time to time, but if you just recognize that bananas are back, think Valentine hearts again and add with white lace and arrows through them, or any additional thing that you can think about Valentine hearts. And soon the bananas will go away. When you face an unpleasant task, such as mowing the lawn, it can be tempting to complain about it. However, when it's in your best interest to finish the job, why not make it more fun? Now that you know you can. Do you like the color of your lawnmower? Then every time you catch yourself thinking, I don't like mowing the lawn, think instead, I like my red lawnmower. Ask your family to help you. If you say something negative about mowing the lawn, they can wink and smile and say, oh, what color is your lawnmower? It's important for you to find something that is true for you, however insignificant it may seem, with which to replace the negative thought. It could be that you like the fresh air, the sunshine, being outside, the smell of newly mowed grass, or that you may get to visit with a friend over the back fence. Anything to change your negative thought to a positive one will change your attitude and, as a result, your experience around it. Your grass will not only get mowed, but you will feel better about yourself too. Try to be kind to yourself in this process. If you've worked at changing your thoughts and the negative ones seem to keep roosting there, laugh at yourself. Accept that you're doing your best and go back to thinking your replacement thought. As you get better and better at controlling your thoughts, your positive good thoughts will change your life for the better. And that's where faith meets life.
You better think. Think about what you're trying to do to me.
Aretha Franklin with Think, a classic. And it's here in the Afterglow on WJMJ. Now here in the Afterglow, we're all about relaxing and relieving stress, more so today than usual. Why? Well, today is National Stress Awareness Day. It's a day to increase public awareness for one of the leading health problems in the world. Stress isn't good for your health, and it's important to try to curb your stress as much as you possibly can. Take right now, for instance. Is anything on your mind stressing you out right now? Well, here's what I want you to do. Step back, take a deep breath. And don't worry about it. Why worry? Worrying will only make you feel more stressed. Have faith in yourself and realize that whatever you have to get done, you'll get it done. Take a moment to relax on National Stress Awareness Day. Now, today is also the birth anniversary of a famous composer and conductor, Henry Mancini. Who? Come on, don't tell me you haven't heard of Henry Mancini. Well, he was born in Cleveland, Ohio in 1924, and at a young age, Mancini learned the piano and the flute, which got him into the Juilliard School of Music. But his studies were suspended for duty in the military during World War II. Following the war, Mancini got a job at Universal Studios, where he contributed music for over 100 films. After 6 years, Mancini decided to leave Universal to become an independent composer, and that's when he did his best work. Mancini contributed music for films and television shows such as Breakfast at Tiffany's, The Late Show with David Letterman, and the very familiar Pink Panther theme. In his career, Mancini was nominated for 72 Grammys, winning 20 of them along with 4 Oscars and 2 Emmys. So on his 100th birth anniversary, we celebrate Henry Mancini as the most decorated film composer, perhaps, of all time. Well, that was the Pink Panther theme by Henry Mancini. Putting stress to rest is what we're all about. Now, the whole month of April is Stress Awareness Month, and today especially is Stress Awareness Day. Ah, yes, the day after Tax Day. So you can see why it's called Stress Awareness Day. Now, being aware of stress means that we realize it as a fact of nature. Forces from the inside or outside world affect us. External factors include the physical environment, including your job, your relationships with others, your home, and all the situations, the challenges, the difficulties, and expectations that you're confronted with on a daily basis. Internal factors which influence your ability to handle stress include your nutritional status, your overall health, your fitness level, emotional well-being, and the amount of sleep and rest you get. Of course, that's what I need, sleep. But not now. Now it's story time in the afterglow. Joan's kitchen table was covered with papers. It was the end of the month, and she was trying to get all of her paperwork done and taken to the office on time. She sat down in a chair, picked up her pen, and started writing on the first page. Just then, a flash of motion caught her eye, and she looked out the window and she saw her neighbor's white beagle standing on her back porch. She had gotten free from her yard and was having fun running loose. Knowing her neighbors were at work, Joan looked at her paperwork, sighed, and put down the pen. She headed out the back door and whistled for the dog to come. She looked like she might come to her for a second, but then she caught a scent in the air and headed for the woods. Joan ran after her, calling and whistling the whole time. As she followed the dog further and further into the woods, Joan grew frustrated. "Come on," she said to no one in particular. "I have work to do." Suddenly, Joan heard a soft, gentle voice that was not her own whisper in her mind. "Your job is to love," it said. At that moment, her heart was filled with a warmth and love that are beyond words to describe. Her eyes moistened, and she smiled at the same time. She squatted down and called her neighbor's dog again. This time, the beagle turned and ran happily into her arms. She licked her face over and over as Joan carried her the quarter of a mile back to her yard. Even though her arms were tired, her heart was light. Joan was at peace, doing her real job. The paperwork could wait. God loves us all, and His greatest joy is in seeing us love each other as well. To love is our job, our mission, and our purpose in this life. Do your job well, then, and have the time of your life while you do it. Love God, love yourself, love others, love animals, love this world, love your life. Share your love in everything you think, feel, and say and do. And rejoice in the peace and happiness it brings to you always. Something to think about.
I could lose my heart tonight if you don't turn and walk away. Cause the way I feel, I might lose control and let you stay. Cause I could take you in my. I could fall.
music by Selena called I Could Fall in Love. And today marks the birth anniversary of Selena, known as the Queen of Trajano Music. She was born on this day in Lake Jackson, Texas. Her contributions to music and fashion made her one of the most celebrated Mexican-American entertainers of the late 20th century. In addition to I Could Fall in Love, some of her other hits include Como la Flor and Dreaming of You. Sadly, her career was cut much, much too short when she was shot by her fan club manager at the too young age of just 23. Fans and fellow musicians the world over mourned a life and career taken too soon. And tonight in the Afterglow, we remember Selena, born on this day back in 1971. That's only 53 years ago. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 for some music, meditation, introspection, and inspiration. Thank you for your company this evening. You can reach me through our email connection. It's easy to remember. Afterglow@wjmj.org. Whatever's on your mind. Could be a comment, opinion, suggestion, criticism. Just be civil about it. I'm a sensitive kind of guy. It's afterglow@wjmj.org. That'll connect us. Now turn on the light. You'll see better. Struggling with life's difficulties makes us a little wiser, a little more capable, enabling us to comfort others who experience pain. Any difficulties we face in life are short-lived. All rewards are eternal. A divine inheritance will be our reward for faithfulness to the one true God.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances up your hair. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Tuesday of the third week of Easter. This is carrying out God's work. You must believe in the one He has sent you. The crowd which followed Jesus would have felt at home in a court of law. They were obsessed with getting evidence both of who Jesus was and what they should be doing to be sure of doing God's work. Providing documentation is common today. People produce birth certificates and driving licenses for identification purposes, and university or professional qualifications to show skill or competence. None of these were available in the time of Jesus, nor were they needed. Not for him to answer the people's questions. All the crowd is asked to do is believe in Jesus, or come to Him, as the Bible puts it, as the one sent by God. This is God's work. Too easy, we can hear the crowd shout. Too easy! What is to stop anyone saying they believe, then standing back for the rest of their lives and doing nothing about it? In their search for a sign, they remind Jesus that their forebears were given manna in the desert. What had He to offer them? His answer was too much for some of them to swallow. Me? I will nourish you. If we had been standing in that crowd, how would we have responded to that? Would we have said, "Count me in, I want some of that"? Or, "Who do you think you're kidding?" Perhaps one of the points Jesus was trying to make was that being busy, trying to show how religious or how law-abiding we are, has no value in the Father's eyes. The first and most important thing is for us to accept the person He has sent in the form of His Son. From that belief and acceptance comes the action that the crowd were so keen to know about. Today, for a few moments, let us stop being busy and asking questions. Put ourselves in the company of Jesus and just listen. Just listen to what He has to say.
No more talk of darkness. Forget these wide-eyed fears. I'm here. Nothing can harm you. My words will warm and calm you. Let me be your freedom. Let daylight dry your tears. I'm here with you, beside you, to guard you and to guide you.
And now on this Tuesday, the 16th day of April, in the third week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones. Soothe your suffering ones. Pity your afflicted ones. Shield your joyous ones. And for all your love's sake, we pray in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, help me to move in your love with regard to other people in my life. Help me to come to an agreement and be like-minded with people who are godly. Help us to be in unity with one another. If we all have the mind of Christ in the same Holy Spirit living in us, this shouldn't be hard to do unless one of us moves in the flesh and not the Spirit. Help me to always move in the Spirit with regard to my relationships and refuse to be self-centered. I ask that you would help me to do whatever it takes to have peaceful relationships. Where there are problems with a person, help me to show love. Or I have been hurt by someone, help me to forgive. Keep me from ever doing anything vengeful. Help me to release any difficult relationships I have into your hands and not try to fix them on my own. I rely on you because you are the only one who can transform a difficult relationship.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free. I hear the words that you speak, still with these eyes I can't see. Help me, Lord, to leave behind what makes me blind, what makes me
Save me, O God, by your name. By your power defend my cause. Hear my prayer, O God. Give ear to the words of my mouth.
For strangers have risen against me, and the ruthless seek my life. They have no regard for God.
Behold, I have God for my help. The Lord sustains my soul. Let evil recoil on my foes. In your faithfulness, bring them to an end.
I will sacrifice to you with willing heart and praise your name, O Lord, for it is good. For it has rescued me from all distress, and my eyes have gazed upon my foes.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Holy.
I received from the Lord what I also handed on to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the night he was handed over, took bread, and, after he had given thanks, broke it, and said, "This is my body that is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, also the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the death of the Lord until he comes. I am the bread of life.
Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And holy is your name. And holy is your name. My soul.
My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
I am the bread of life, saving God. You are faithful and true. In hope we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God.
For those who are stranded at sea or unable to board ships, in hope we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God.
For those who are kidnapped or enslaved by human trafficking, in hope we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God.
For those who are abused or mistreated, in hope we pray.
Lead us to your light, O God. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May God bless us with peace, protect us from harm, and bring us to life everlasting through Jesus our Redeemer. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I.
to come sit by me, take your place. Teach me to come to your table, where I am able to receive your grace. My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you call your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me. You who are weary, you who are laden, give to me your worry, your anguish, and I will set you free. Lord, you call me even though I've become hard as a stone. Crumble the fear that is mine, so I may find rest for my soul. My burden is easy, my yoke is so light. If you need rest, come to me.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ, Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.